Superfly tells me that John Borden, senior columnist when it comes to Michigan football, is standing by on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. And Johnny, I know you have discussed Michigan football on the eve of some big games over the years, but man, this one is huge tomorrow night.
There's no question, Bill. It's it may be since 1997 that Michigan has had such a such an impactful game, just because, you know, it's there's so much on the line here. You have the great win over Ohio State. If you do not put the stamp on it, if you do not certify it with this backing up in the Big Ten championship, it takes away so much. You know, you saw a field full of at Michigan Stadium of fans just deliriously happy that they finally had the breakthrough. They had the decisive win over the Buckeyes, and now you just have to follow it up. You have to, against the team that you're favored against, you have to summon up the same sort of effort to put them down and check those other boxes. Big Ten championship, it's been way, way, way too long, and also to make it to the college football playoff, where I think they would have a legitimate chance to win one game and certainly be in it in the one after that. But none of that happens unless you win tomorrow night.
Why do you like Michigan to win tomorrow night? Give me top three reasons, John, as senior columnist at thewolverine.com, why you think Michigan wins the Big Ten championship here in about, 30 hours, give or take?
Yeah, I think number one reason would be the fact that Iowa, it's not a vintage Iowa offensive line, and it is certainly a Michigan defensive line that can put a lot of heat on quarterbacks. Iowa's quarterbacks are not all that mobile, and you got Aiden Hutchinson and David Ojabo rubbing their hands together for two. But the second reason would be the sort of swagger that you saw out of Michigan's offensive line in that game against the Buckeyes and the effectiveness of that running game. This is a group that is very, very determined, that's grown together. I think they are going to really, really assert themselves. And I would say reason number three is just the overall confidence of this team and the attitude that it's taken all year long. What have we heard all year long? We haven't won anything yet. We haven't done anything yet. This is, and even after the Ohio State game, we haven't brought home any hardware. And that approach means that I know that this is a team that has put everything into preparation for this one. I just think it's a more talented Michigan team, and yet a super highly motivated team that is not going to waltz into this one and look at that number, that 11-point favorite, and think it can just get out there and play, because they've accrued too many good things by taking the attitude that, you know, this is, we have got to put everything we've got into this one.
John Borden, senior columnist when it comes to Michigan football at thewolverine.com, joining us on the Meyer guest line on the eve of the Big Ten championship football game down in Indiana. Remember, thewolverine.com, with their new partnership with on3.com, they're offering up the special $1 deal to sign up. Get the info at thewolverine.com. Regardless of what happens tomorrow night, and this question will have two different answers. So if they win, what does the win mean to Michigan football moving forward? Not just the fact that they'll be in the Final Four, but I'm talking about next year, the next 3, 4, 5 years, the next decade. And if they lose, what has this year done on the positive side to push Michigan football forward?
Well, let me take the second one first. If they happen to lose this game, it would be a devastating blow for them, and it would be a very, very tough to take. But at the same time, you know, you're looking at a team that has turned things around so much to get that win over Ohio State, to win on the road against Nebraska and Wisconsin and Penn State, and have the sort of wins and confidence that says we are very different than what we have been to this point. And it turns things around, the perception of Jim Harbaugh as of not being against the ropes, but in fact, being someone who has gotten it figured out in conjunction with this staff. Now, if they win, that checks so many boxes. I mean, not only do they have the win over Ohio State, they finished it off. They won the Big Ten championship for the first time since 2004, which is almost ridiculous to even think about as many championships as Michigan has won over the years. But they got put on the shelf for a good long time. That means that recruits looking on, they saw the scene with Ohio State. They saw the fans rushing the field. And they could now see that, yes, this team is capable of not only beating the Buckeyes, but winning the Big Ten championship, making the playoffs, becoming the elite school that Michigan, in football, that Michigan perceives itself to be and has for a long, long time. There's lots of people that have looked at that and said, based on what? In the whole, last generation almost. You've got, my kids are in their late 20s, and they were texting me during the Ohio State game. I was telling them, this is how it is supposed to look. This is how it looked before you were born. But now, certainly for recruits, in their lifetimes, Michigan hasn't been a dominant team. And they would absolutely look at this and say, okay, these guys have it going.
John Borden, senior columnist for Michigan Football for the Wolverine.com, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. John, go back to when you guys were writing the 2021 Wolverine.com Michigan Football preview. So that'd be last June, late May, June, before you put it out in July. Would you call this, compared to where you were at, what you were writing about, would you call this season, regardless of what happens tomorrow night in Indy against Iowa, would you call this Michigan football season the most unexpected you've seen in Ann Arbor?
I guess it would have to be because 2-4, people didn't even know if the coach would be back. The only thing, the best thing I can liken it to would be 1996 to 1997, because back then the standard for Michigan misery was 4 lost seasons. Now, over the last few years, the standard for Michigan misery has been all these years without a championship. And what has gone on, and can this team even hope to compete against Ohio State again? And I look back to what we were writing about in the summer. You know, I was the wild-eyed optimist because I said this team could go 8-4. And people looked at that and said, yeah, okay, right. I've got 5-7. Oh, I've got 7-5. They'll be lucky to get to 6-6 in the regular season. And yet, when I talked to people for that football preview you referenced, the thing that stood out to me, guy after guy, whether it be Aiden Hutchinson, Cade McNamara, whoever I talked to, it was defiance. It was Aiden Hutchinson telling me, you know what? I know what they're saying on social media. I don't care. They're going to find out. This is different. We're a different team. Cade McNamara, the same thing. Man after man saying, just wait, you'll see. This is a whole different team, a different approach, and we have something to prove. We're not going to talk about it a whole lot right now, but we're going to get it done on the field. And week after week, that's what you saw, and that's what they hope to continue and really put the stamp on it tomorrow night.
All right, before I let you go, your prediction. John Borden from the Wolverine.com, senior Michigan football columnist. What will be the final score Saturday night in Indy?
I put this out there on our side, and I think Iowa's going to give them a battle. I mean, they've got a lot of pride, and they've got a good defense, but I think that Michigan pulls away and wins this one along the lines of 31-16 over the Hawkeyes.
31-16. Johnny, enjoy the game. Thank you for the time, and I'm really curious to see what happens tomorrow night.
Can't wait. Thanks, Bill.